Yo, welcome to another episode of Let's See Plants. Today, I have a special guest, Butterfly.
Butterfly.
How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Doing good. So my first question I want to ask you is, how did your vegan journey start?
So my vegan journey started. So before I came vegan, I was already on a spiritual journey.
Okay.
So this was 2019, 2020, during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in the house, and I noticed I started to get a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was because we was all stuck in the house, COVID was happening, and you know, like the world just shut down. So initially, I started like practicing breathing, like, intentionally. And I never even told nobody this, but I had like a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because like from movies, you know, people used to hyperventilate and they used to get the brown paper bag. So I did that and I'm like, dang, this actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, I started looking into breathing, like breathing exercises. And then I learned about yoga. Once I learned about yoga, I started doing yoga, which made me want to be more into nature.
Okay.
And then once I wanted to be more into nature, so I wanted to get more into nature, and then I just realized how healing it was to
mm-hmm.
us. And once I became closer with nature, I didn't want to harm anything anymore.
Okay.
Anything. And so I think naturally I was disgusted by meat.
Okay.
So yeah, I think naturally I was disgusted by meat. But even in the same alignment with that, so it was during COVID and I was working in the school system. So my children were little, we were all at home. I wanted to do like this science project with mm-hmm. them. So I ordered me some caterpillars.
Okay.
I ordered 5 caterpillars. And at the time, me and my kid's dad were co-parenting. It was mm-hmm. 1 week on and 1 week off.
Okay.
So these caterpillars, they were on back order for like 5 weeks. I finally got the caterpillars. And the day that I got the caterpillars, my kids were about to go with their dad for a whole week. And from my prior knowledge, I knew that it takes caterpillars 7 to 14 days to metamorphose. So I was super sad and I'm like, dang, y'all gonna miss the whole entire process.
Yeah.
So they asked, could they take the caterpillars? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll document the journey for y'all. So I ended up documenting the journey, and then I like fell in love with these caterpillars, like fell in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was recording them, and the kids came back after 7 days. When the kids came back, the caterpillars were in their cocoon now.
Mm-hmm.
So my children were like 4 and 5
mm-hmm.
or 3 and 4
mm-hmm.
at the time. And they weren't interested in caterpillars that were in cocoons. So with that time off, with the time that I used to take away from focusing on the caterpillar, I poured into my babies. And then after that, they left. It was a full 7 days. They left, went back with their dad. So at this time, I bring the caterpillars into my room, and it was things that were happening in the caterpillar's life on the physical that were happening to me on a spiritual level. So it was like the same exact thing. They were just in the physical, but I brought the caterpillars in my bedroom, and I remember waking up one morning to the butterfly wings flapping
mm-hmm.
and I just realized that the butterflies were for me. So that's how I got my name.
I was about to ask you that.
So that the butterflies were actually for me, and so I got more even more in tune with nature from the butterflies mm-hmm. as well. And my body started rejecting meat in the midst of all of that,
in
the midst of it. So
okay.
I didn't want to kill anything. And then my body literally started rejecting meat to where I was sick, like from eating meat.
So I got you this. So you say you are real tuned in nature. So if you see a bug in the house, you ain't gonna kill it?
No, I take bugs out.
Okay.
And if I don't take them out, it's been times where I've asked the bugs to leave and literally walk them out my house. People don't believe that, but literally walk bugs out my house. But I'm usually like get a cup or something and take it out.
Okay, that's what's up. So so you being a vegan, how do you get your minerals? Because, see, a lot of people don't know about being a vegan is that you lack a lot of minerals.
Right.
So how do you get your minerals, meaning gas, your iron and stuff like that?
So I am intentional with how I eat.
Yeah.
As far as, if my body needs something, I'll get it. So that looks like either it's some orange food, some red food, some green foods, whatever it is that I'm lacking. I'm very intentional about eating what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I do take vitamins.
Okay. Now, we were talking earlier, and you mentioned about being free. You don't like labeling yourself, so I apologize for saying you're vegan. But, explain more about when you say free of, more details if you.
So I don't want to be put in a box. I don't want to have labels put on me anymore.
Yeah.
Even when I started this journey, I remember a status I made verbatim, and I said, I'm not vegan, I'm not pescatarian, I'm not vegetarian, I'm not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I said. So I didn't want to be vegan, but then it was the lifestyle that I was practicing, so it just made more sense to call myself that.
Right.
But I definitely want to get away from calling myself vegan. But I do enjoy the lifestyle a lot. Once you put a label on something, you box yourself in and you restrict yourself. So I don't want to do that.
Understandable. So you mentioned about fasting. I know recently, I think I seen your post about you going on a fast. So what made you go on a fast, and how do you feel after breaking your fast? And how long was your fast?
So I'm really good at listening to my body. I want to say May 31st. It was probably 11 o'clock at night, too.
Mm-hmm.
My body was like, you need to fast, literally.
So what type of fast you went on?
So I did fruits, vegetables, and water.
Okay. And how long was that?
I made it to 16 days.
Okay. And how do you feel afterwards?
I felt really amazing. That was probably one of my best fasts that I've ever done. And I think that was because it was something that I wanted to do. It wasn't something that I was joining because other people were doing it It just had everything to do with me and nothing to do with anybody else. So I really enjoyed it. My body reacted to it really well.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that a lot of the foods that I have been eating have me really inflamed, and I didn't even realize it. I think a lot of people think we just fat or got big stomachs or something like that. And the honest truth is we're bloated, inflamed.
Yep.
So my stomach went down a lot. When I say a lot, a lot. And I had more energy, which was really, really weird. So, yeah.
So how did you sleep at night? Because when I went on a fast, I went on a liquid fast. And those 5 days, that was the best sleep I had.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you experienced that, but that was my experience.
So I actually slept less, but I had more energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is your suggestions on someone who want to start a fast?
I would say have a clear goal and also start short.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people actually joined me on that fast.
Okay.
Just because I was posting about it and people was just inspired. So a lot of people joined me, but I would say start short. So people was like, I'm finna do 21 days. And I'm just like, I wouldn't suggest that if we're being honest, because when you say, I want to do 21 days, and then you on day 2 and you failed, you probably won't finish out even to 21 days because you felt like you already failed that day too.
Right.
So I would say start with a 1 day fast and then jump to a 3 day fast and maybe four and go up to seven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would definitely say start small and then also be very realistic. Like be realistic with your fast.
Okay. Okay. So, I see you a vegan chef. So you just make strictly vegan foods, or you make all types of foods?
Strictly vegan.
Okay. Now, now, what made you want to start being a chef? Like, what made you start your entrepreneurship?
So, when my body started rejecting meat, I wasn't familiar with what a vegan diet was.
Okay.
So I had to learn about it and when I started learning more about it, I started cooking some food that was just extremely healthy, but it didn't have any flavor at all.
Okay.
And so also I just did like some research and like on some vegan restaurants that we have here in the city. And I'm like, dang, we don't really have a lot of stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I remember making my first meal, and the kids, they just thought it was terrible. Like, terrible. And so I'm like, okay, this not gonna work. So I end up making some vegan soul food, which was some fried mushrooms, some greens, some macaroni and cheese, some yams, and some corn. That's what I had made. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was really impressed, like extremely impressed. So that had to be like Friday, Sunday. I'm like, y'all, I'm about to make some vegan soul food.
Yeah.
And I end up selling out. I end up selling out my very first day. And the response was just amazing from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just literally just went from there.
So what year you started at?
In 2020.
Then, well, okay. So 2020. Well, 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the roadblocks that you had to face and how did you overcome that?
I would say the roadblocks is the same as with any other business. The financial aspect of it, obviously. I would say mostly that's my biggest roadblocks because when you are health conscious or you're doing the vegan thing, right? You want to have good quality products, and good quality products are expensive.
Right.
So I would say pricing was like one of the roadblocks.
Yeah.
And even like staying motivated is another roadblock that I have. Also, just finding a time, you know what I'm saying? Finding a time to do it and trying to balance being a mother, being an active mother to my children and letting them chase their dreams while trying to chase mine at the same time. I would say that's my biggest roadblock, and that's what I'm currently in right now.
Okay. Now, damn, I slipped my mind, I was about to ask you. Now, you mentioned about being a chef, and before we started, you mentioned about your daughter helping you cook. Mm-hmm. So how's that process been, and she's enjoying it? And also, too, how old is she?
So she's 8.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's 8 years old and I love it. I think she enjoys it too. She went viral a couple times.
Yeah, I see one of the videos.
Yeah. But it's some good bonding and it lets her personality show, so I really love that.
Yeah.
And then it's just teaching her how to cook, literally, like she really cooks, and I think that's super dope because it looks like she'll be following in my footsteps, or at least somewhere close to it, and I just always think that's dope.
I see. So your son, how old is your son?
He's 10.
So what type of activities he does?
So he is a basketball player.
Okay.
Like, and yeah, he's pretty good.
Okay.
He's definitely really good.
So now, a lot of parents don't invest into their kids. Mm-hmm. So how big are you investing to your kids and stuff like that?
Extremely. So much so that Butter Loves is on hold currently.
Okay.
Because I'm just building capacity right now. So I'm just trying to figure out every single thing, still doing little stuff to stay relevant, but also right. like I'm locked in on them.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. You know, most people, most parents, they be so caught up in their world and they just forget about their kids' needs and their happiness, stuff like that. So I'm proud of you. That's what's up.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
That's why we started the videos too, to stay relevant, because it's just like, I can't give y'all the food, but I can give y'all the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
teaching y'all how to make the food. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, when we had talked, you mentioned about a winning project or something like that. Tell me more details about that.
So the last thing, so I was just on Project Pitch It. Project Pitch It
is... What is that? I never heard of that.
So that is a Midwest, like, shark tanks.
Oh, okay.
But it's in... It's for the Midwest. And so, yeah, it was just on Channel 12. It aired. So you go up against... Well, it was three people.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a first, second, or third place prize. And I placed in second place for $5,000. And I want to use that money to get a food truck. So yeah.
So how would you know? So is it still going or?
No, I won already.
Oh, you won?
Mm-hmm. I just said I won $5,000.
Oh, I thought you said if you win, my bad.
No.
My bad. Oh, I won. That's what's up.
So I won second place.
So when you plan on starting that food truck?
So I'm building capacity right now. We have to look into food trucks and pricing and all of that.
Oh, that's what's up. So with your food truck, what type of foods you gonna be having? Is it gonna be strictly burgers or?
So it really would depend, but I would definitely switch it up. Burgers will obviously have to be one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I also have my bacon sandwiches, which is butterfly chicken.
I know you got your own sauce too, right?
I have my own sauce.
Okay, okay, okay.
What else? The nachos, people really love the nachos. I have Rasta pasta.
Okay.
I think it would be like a rotating menu for sure.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, last two questions. Now, by you being an entrepreneur, being a mother, how do you, take care of your mental health? How do you find a me time? Because a lot of parents, they on the go. So how do you get that quality time for yourself and take care of your mental health?
So yoga is extremely important to me. So I try to do that as often as possible. And if I'm not able to get in the actual studio, which is I'm not able to a lot. So I always wake up a little bit earlier before they start their day, and just take some time to myself, whether that's some deep breathing, some stretching, if that's look like just lighting an incense and just being intentional with smelling it, listening to birds. I do get out in nature a lot, just sitting outside and grounding myself. In the grass, hugging a tree. I am big on hugging trees. Just a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that just keep me sane.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, also, too, I forgot to ask, you be working out?
So I'm starting this journey.
Oh, yeah. So how was that?
I feel like it's going to be amazing. I literally just started one day ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be amazing. I hope that I'm able to continue to do it. So I really want to do it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Being consistent, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So this is my last question. This is my last question. So what is your three favorite fruits?
Fruits,
Or if you don't got a three, you got more, you're more welcome to say. But what's your top fruit? Your Mount Rushmore, if I'm saying that right.
I'm going top three fruits. Yeah. I'm going watermelon,
okay,
cantaloupe, mango.
That's a good three.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good three for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I already know.
Yeah, that's good.
It's real good.
Yeah, for me, I gotta say mango for sure.
Okay.
I like apples, but it depends on the type of apples. I think it's called Fuji. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That and, what's my third one? I want to say pineapple, but I know pineapple to accent. I like the taste of it, but eating it too much burns my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But my third one, damn, I'm trying to think. I probably got to say maybe... I throw some strawberries.
So yeah. Another thing is I'm probably picking avocado over all of those though.
Avocados?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I like avocado depending on what I'm eating with.
I can eat it like,
by itself?
Yes. So I also have like a really, I don't know, my taste buds are just like real strong.
Yeah.
So I have a really mature palate, I'll say that. So I can taste the undertones, the sweet undertones, and avocados. So avocados are more sweet to me.
Yeah.
Versus like, people say it tastes like chalk, but not to me. And avocado is a fruit, but I'm not really like a sweet, sweet type of person. That's why I said cantaloupe as number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I think when people, because I didn't ever like the avocado either, but it seemed like it's a different taste when you taste it like an organic avocado and just a GMO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think, yeah. So, but yeah. But that's all the questions I have. I appreciate you coming. We definitely Absolutely. Have to bring you back on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.